Can you believe that we're basically halfway through your last year of college football?
No, no, it flies. Like, everyone talks about it of like, oh, college flies by and you don't realize it. Yeah, no, college has flown by. It's been super cool. Like, I remember getting here my freshman year, moving into the dorms. I remember everyone in my freshman class. And then you like blink and you're in your junior off season, and then you blink again and you're going into your senior year. And now I'm in my fifth year, like last season. And it feels like classes have just gotten rolling, which like, it feels like it's been 2 weeks, but we're already halfway through the season. So it's crazy. That's been really cool.
And when we look at your time here, I mean, you've been through so many highs, so many lows. So you've been here for 3 head coaches, 4 special team coordinators. How have you learned to adapt and just go with change?
I think the biggest thing is just buying into the university more than a coaching staff, which I'm grateful for all the coaches I got to play under and experience. And you get to see different parts of the games, different ways that people coach. One thing my family talked about a lot in recruiting and we got told was pick a school that you want to go to, pick somewhere where you want to be. And that's kind of the biggest thing, is like falling in love with Tucson. Like, I remember I got here and got off the plane for an unofficial visit and I saw the Santa Catalina Mountains. I was like, I want to go here. Just because I love Tucson and the character it has, and also the community here. Like, I got super plugged in with my church and some friends out here that I've grown really close with. And so having that as like a stable thing, right? Like, my classes, my school, community outside, friends outside, and just people that care about me, it kind of takes the stress off of football. And so you're able to be in football and enjoy it and build relationships with whoever.
That was something I wanted to ask you about, because I think when we first talk about football, we think, oh, it's so physical. The demands are so physical. Yeah. But then it is such a mental sport too. And like, you really know that being a kicker. What is your advice for younger guys in handling the highs and lows that come with that position?
Yeah. Coach Brennan calls it drinking the Kool-Aid. He's like, don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't let all the outside noise pressure in on you. And the way I like to look at it is it identify lies and replace them with truth. And so as a kicker, like, you can get in your head and be like, oh, I can't make this kick because my ball is doing this. And it's like, you almost forget that 2 days earlier in practice, like, if you were having a good day in practice, you kind of disregard that and you get so caught up in right now, and like, you get caught up in whether you're successful right now or unsuccessful right now, rather than all the preparation you've put in before. And so taking a step back and being like, okay, what's true is that I've spent thousands of hours preparing for 30 to 40 seconds of playing time over the entire season. And so being able to take a kind of greater perspective over your job and what that is it's a pretty important thing.
And you've had so many highs during your time here. Yeah. Would you ever have thought you would be sitting here fifth year in line to be the third time all-time leading scorer in Arizona history?
Yeah, no. No, it's so weird. Like, I got to college and I punted, and then the next year I sat on the bench, came off the bench, kicked, and then it just kind of took off from there. And I talked about it a while back, but you never, like, no one ever gets to college expecting to go through 3 head coaches and expecting to go through all that. But it's been such a cool journey, because the same like vision of, and the reason I came here is like, oh, I can be successful here and I can have a successful career and make an impact on a program. The same vision for that is there, but the journey to get there is not just the like, oh, I'm gonna show up and I'm gonna kick field goals and I'm just gonna do good and I'm gonna get there. It's like, no, I'm gonna show up and then I'm gonna lose my head coach, and then I'm gonna have a really, really good season, and then I'm gonna get injured, and then I'm gonna come back and have a good season and great seasons, and then you think you're gonna go on a national championship run, and then a coach leaves and it's like, oh shoot, now we've got a new head coach. And it's so cool to be a part of the team with that. You know, everyone who came back, like the relationships you build with that, it's super special. And like, super thankful for all the highs and lows that have come with it, because it's made it more fun. Like, if I looked back at my college and it was just you know, show up, do my work and get out. That wouldn't be cool. But fighting through adversity with other guys on the team and building those relationships has been really special.
No, it's through the hard times. I think you appreciate the better moments.
Yeah.
What was the biggest lesson you've learned so far?
Oh, that's a really good question. You can't make, you can never make the next kick on your current kick. And like, that sounds, I don't know a good way to really word that, but sometimes you try and like define your entire career. Like, you get so caught up in one kick thinking that if that one's successful, all the next ones will be successful, rather than just learning to take it. Hey, like, this is one kick. Like, you're not guaranteed the next one. You're not guaranteed the next day. Like, you get one kick. And then you can't make any future kicks. And you can't make any of the kicks you may have missed in the past. Like, all you can do is make this one kick and then move on. And then you can either make that kick or you can move on. And so that's been the one I've been learning recently.
I like that. One kick at a time. I feel like that's life, though. Like, one moment at a time. Yeah. Like, be appreciate the moment. Appreciate the day. So talking football, but also talking life, how have you seen yourself grow during your time here at Arizona?
Oh, gosh, this is a this is a long one. When I got to college, so probably the biggest thing in my life and the biggest, like, most important thing in my life is my relationship with God, my relationship with Christ. I got to college, like, I grew up going to church, and I thought my whole life that I had it figured out. Oh, when I got to college, someone challenged me on my faith, and I started to see areas of my life that weren't fulfilling. And I had put so much of my identity and my worth into my on-field performance and, like, how I was kicking. You know, how are my relationships outside of football going? How are my relationships inside of football going? And I put so much weight on those things that when I started to face some adversity and those things kind of fell through, like, life got rough and I felt very empty. And I had someone point that out in my life. He was a safety. He played here. His name is Blake Pfaff. We went to high school together. His dad was actually my first kicking coach, which is really cool. But he pointed those things out in my life and started to share with me, hey, this is what it actually looks like to follow Christ in college. And over the past 2.5 years, 3 years, ever since I went kind of all in on my faith, I've seen a lot of those areas in my life be fulfilled by Jesus, and I've started to see more peace in my life, more enjoyment, better relationships, and just a genuine love for the people around me that I didn't have before. And also makes football just so much more fun. Like, it's a total gift to be able to do what we do. You know, not everyone gets to play on a national stage and be in a college football locker room. Like, it's such a special thing. You have all these different backgrounds, different faiths, different walks of life, all coming together for one purpose, and that's to win football games and put on display the talents you've been given. And through my relationship with God, I've been able to see just how special it is to do what I do, and it's made me a lot more thankful and grateful for that opportunity.
No, I totally get what you're saying. It's freeing.
Yeah.
Not putting your identity all in football. And I feel like that's cool to see through you, because you're in a position where you can, like you were just saying, one kick at a time. Like, one kick could ruin your day. Another could yeah. make your month, right. your season. So
yeah.
I think that's a great message. And I want to ask you too, just about getting started in football, because I had heard your first love was soccer.
Yes. Yeah. So I grew up playing soccer, and that was my thing. I was like, I remember every Halloween I would dress up as like Pele, or I would just wear my soccer uniform, and or I'd be a Power Ranger. That's a different story. But post Power Rangers, I was like, I was all in on soccer every Halloween, and that was my thing. You know, every weekend, 2 or 3 games, and practice on Tuesdays, Thursdays, high school soccer, practice every day. And I thought my whole life, I was like, I'm gonna go play professional soccer. This is what I wanna do. And I started to really fall in love with kicking. And one of my soccer coach actually told me, he's like, hey, you are gonna be a lot better at kicking than you would soccer. And he's like, you have a shot to be really, really special with kicking. He's like, I think you should do that instead. So I ended up quitting soccer, going all in on football, and I still miss soccer, and I love it. It's fun. Like, when we had the penalty shootout here with soccer, with women's soccer, that was so fun, just being able to kick around again. But, yeah, soccer was definitely my first sport, my first love, but football has totally taken over in that area.
Growing up in a small town in Texas, was it the pageantry of high school football that kind of attracted you to it?
No, it was just kicking. Like, the kicking's so therapeutic because it's one thing. It's like one kick at a time, and you just get to diagnose, like, if a kick went well, what went well, and how do you repeat that? And if a kick doesn't go good, why did it not go good, and how do I fix that? And so learning the mechanics and how meticulous it is, because everyone just sees the kick and it's like, oh, he's just kicking a football. In the same way, like, a golfer spends hours, like thousands of hours on a range. That's what we do, right? We spend so much time trying to learn our own swing and our own mechanics. And for me, that was a really unique experience, is diving in with my coaches and just learning, hey, what is successful for me and how can I improve on that? And then I just started to really enjoy that whole process.
How old were you when you first started kicking?
13.
Okay, so middle school and
yeah.
High school. Okay.
Yeah, seventh grade.
I'd love if you could walk us through just kind of what's going in your head when you're about to run out for a kick.
I get so nervous every time I go out. Like, it's honestly like gut-wrenching going out. But the second I actually get on the field and take my steps back, like, I always take 4 steps back from my spot. But once I can get on the field and see the uprights, everything just kind of goes away. And it's like, okay, I've been here before. And any of the nerves just fade away. Like, any of the anxiety you feel, like, big heartbeat just kind of slows down. And I'm able to take my steps back, get my steps over. And I've done that so many times. Like, it's in between 114 and 116 inches back from the ball. And I'm able to I spent a lot of time with our sports psych team working on visualization and mental performance. And one of the things I developed over time was the ability to basically imagine what a football looks like when it's held by the holder and what it looks like when it's held by sticks, and recreating the feeling of the contact on my foot, recreating the feeling of how my body finishes downfield, how I swing through, and what the ball looks like going through the uprights. Being able to lock in on those things and really recreate the feeling of the kick in my body before I go, it drowns out any of the noise, any of the distractions, and it just becomes like me and a void with a football that I'm getting ready to kick. And it's such a weird thing, and I've tried to describe it. I mean, when I'm coaching young kids and coaching high schoolers, I tell them, like, hey, think of the best ball you've ever hit in your life. You remember exactly what that felt like, right? Like, oh yeah. I'm like, just feel that right now and feel it in your body and just go hit and have fun. And so it just becomes a very routine thing. It's like 4 steps back, 2 steps over, see the ball, feel it, keep my eyes down and go. And so that's my process.
That's cool. So do you meet with sports performance and psych like weekly, or was that more like when you first got here?
Yeah, we, as a specialist unit, we meet with them the night before a game, and we'll go through like a guided visualization and meditation, and that's helped a lot. Like, for playing an away game, we'll try and get pictures of the stadium and what the uprights look like, what the stands look like, to kind of paint a clear picture of it. Because at the end of the day, like, every stadium is a field that's 53 and a third yards wide, 120 yards long, hashes are the same distance, uprights are 21 feet wide. And, you know, when you can recreate the specifics of a stadium, it just becomes like we're out here in the indoor, or we're out in our own game field kicking field goals. And so we'll do that every night before the game, and that's like a huge help for me, and it's been kind of a game changer.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, very cool. So what do you want your legacy to be here?
Oh, selfishly, I really want to be like, I want to be regarded as the greatest kicker in Arizona football history. Like, I think I'm leading all time in percentage here. I need to keep that up. I'm leading an all time percentage. I'm on track. I don't know how many points I'm off of the all time leading scorer. I think I'm like 60. Yeah, I'm getting close. So I'm almost there. But yeah, selfishly I want that, but realistically, like being known as someone who stayed in Tucson and invested into Tucson and let Tucson invest into me, that's a lot more important to me. Someone who impacted the community, impacted teammates, and set them up for life after football, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, like investing in those relationships is huge for me. And so being a guy in 10, 15 years when I come back and I see my teammates, being able to have a cool relationship with them, that's pretty important for me.